Now this old witch had great power, and at once afflicted the giant with corns and tender feet. When he awoke from his sleep, he was in such pain that he could bear it no longer. So he thought he would go in search of his missing shoe, which, like the other one he had in his castle, was easy and large for his foot. When he came to the spot where the old lady and her children lived, he saw his old shoe, and with a laugh that shook the trees, he thrust his foot into it, breaking through the roof that strong arm and Peter had put to it. The children, in great alarm, rushed about inside the shoe and frightened, trembling, scrambling through the door and the slits which the giant had formerly made for his corns. By this time, the witch and the little old lady, as whole so strong arm, his 11 brothers and his father were come up to the spot. Strong arm and his brothers shoot their arrows at him till at last he felt wounded. When Strong Arm went up to him and cut off his head, then the father and the little old woman and all their children built a new house and lived happily ever afterwards.